Picture walking into a job interview only to realize your interviewer isn't human. It's an AI scanning your facial expressions, analyzing your word choices, measuring pauses in your speech. This isn't dystopian fiction. It's Tuesday. The transformation of work isn't lurking somewhere in the distant future. It's already rearranging our present. Restaurant kiosks that never call in sick are replacing cashiers. Warehouse robots are learning from each other through cloud-connected hive minds. Virtual assistants sound so convincingly human that we forget we're talking to code. Amazon warehouses now employ 55,000 Kiva robots that don't just move products, they share knowledge instantaneously across a networked intelligence. McDonald's has rolled out digital kiosks in 2,500 locations, with executives praising these workers for never showing up late, never filing discrimination suits, and consistently upselling. The economics are brutally simple. Robots that once cost prohibitive amounts now represent viable alternatives to human labor, with $30,000 machines handling half a warehouse's daily shipments in half the time. The question isn't whether technology will reshape employment, it's whether we'll reshape our society fast enough to keep pace. Today's automation revolution differs fundamentally from past disruptions. Modern robots adapt and learn. Autonomous vehicles compile real-time hazard data and share it across networks. Some robots improvise jazz indistinguishably from humans. Social robots in European senior care facilities reduce loneliness while cutting staffing costs, retrieving groceries, and providing companionship. The machines aren't just taking jobs. They're developing capabilities we once considered uniquely human. While robots provide automation's visible face, artificial intelligence represents a more fundamental transformation. High-frequency trading algorithms execute millions of transactions per second. Cincinnati's fire department uses AI to optimize emergency response. Chinese law firms deploy AI legal researchers. Deep learning spots irregular lymph nodes at a fraction of radiologists' costs. The next frontier is emotional intelligence, technologies that read facial expressions, decode vocal intonations, and interpret physiological signals. Voice interfaces like Alexa now have over 25 million monthly American users. In China, the chatbot Xiaois has conducted over 10 billion conversations about personal problems. Yet this revolution carries profound risks. AI bases decisions on historical data, reflecting traditional biases. Who decides the values programmed into technologies making life-altering decisions about loans, hiring, or parole? The Internet of Things represents the third pillar of workplace transformation, shifting us toward massive machine-type communications. By 2020, 5G networks are expected to support 50 billion connected devices and 212 billion sensors. The critical advancement isn't just capacity, it's latency reduction from 50 to 80 milliseconds to just a few, enabling instant processing. Healthcare exemplifies IoT's potential. Heart monitors transmit vital signs remotely, allowing medication adjustments without hospital visits. With genetic sequencing costs dropping below $1,000, precision medicine identifies which treatments work for specific genetic profiles. Smart cities use sensors for gunshot detection. Washington, D.C.'s ShotSpotter identified over 39,000 gunshots through 300 sensors, plus water leak identification and traffic optimization. Yet connectivity brings vulnerability. Large data flows threaten privacy, many sensors lack security protection, and without broad access, innovation could deepen divides between information haves and have-nots. The question isn't whether we'll connect billions of devices, it's whether we'll distribute benefits rather than concentrate them. The digital economy's transformation reveals a stark pattern. AT&T, in 1962, employed 564,000 U.S. workers with a $20 billion market cap, while Apple in 2017 employed just 116,000 workers but commanded an $800 billion valuation, 40 times the value with one-fifth the workforce. In 2017 alone, e-commerce gained 178,000 jobs, while department stores shed 448,000. prime-age male workforce participation has plummeted from 98% in 1954 to 88% by 2017. Oxford researchers analyzing 702 occupational categories found that 47% of U.S. workers face high automation probability within 20 years. Each additional robot per 1,000 workers reduces employment by 0.18 to 0.34 percentage points and wages by 0.25 to 0.5%. Americans share these anxieties. 65% believe robots will do much human work within 50 years, and 72% worry about automation. Young people and racial minorities face particular risks. While national unemployment stood at 4.2% in 2017, teenagers faced 14.7%, and young African-American males 33.1%. By 2020, about 40% of American workers will be freelancers, with episodic, benefit-free employment replacing permanent positions. The fissured workplace demands new approaches to income, healthcare, and retirement. Portable citizen accounts could consolidate funds for education, training, health insurance, savings, retirement, and unemployment, empowering individuals to navigate job loss and economic shocks. Some propose a new independent worker category between employees and contractors, with collective bargaining rights, pooled benefits, and civil rights protections. Unlike nearly every Western nation, the U.S. doesn't provide paid leave for parents or caregivers, despite 63% of children living in households where all parents work. Expanding the earned income tax credit could support the working poor during digital transition. The EITC has helped 6.5 million escape poverty while improving health and educational outcomes. Universal basic income models are being tested globally. Finland provides €800 monthly in some communities. A Manitoba program showed fewer hospitalizations and higher high school completion rates. To address dependency concerns, UBI could tie to volunteer activities, creating a national marketplace for tutoring, elder care, disaster response, or arts projects. Professional licensing has become a barrier. While only 5% of jobs required licenses in the 1950s, nearly a third do today. Traditional pension coverage has dropped from 38% of private sector workers in 1979 to 13% in 2017. Only 55% of Americans have retirement accounts, averaging just $50,000, demanding urgent attention as workforce disruption accelerates. With 65% of today's students entering jobs that don't yet exist, education must extend beyond age 25. Career switches and sector disruptions demand continuous skill development. Community colleges demonstrate this, with Colorado reporting 94% employment for program completers. Distance learning has exploded. By 2017, nearly 30% of post-secondary students took online courses, up from 9.6% in 2002. Research shows online learners often outperform traditional classroom students. Yet our education system still prepares students for yesterday's jobs, emphasizing instruction following over negotiation, compassion, design thinking, and problem solving. Innovative models are emerging. New York School of One creates personalized daily playlists. High Tech High connects students with real-world project-based work. Activity accounts offer a practical solution, portable, tax-free accounts funded by employers and individuals for lifelong education. France has already implemented such accounts. The Aspen Institute proposes learning accounts with tax-deductible contributions up to $1,000 annually, matched by government or employers. The question isn't whether we need continuous learning, it's whether we'll build systems making it accessible and affordable. Digital technologies have intensified inequality, threatening democratic stability. Just 15% of U.S. counties generate 64% of GDP, while economically stagnant regions could elect two-thirds of senators. Median household income grew only 0.5% annually from 1984 to 2015. History shows economic transformations take time. During Britain's industrialization, real wages fell 10% between 1770-1810, with gains appearing only 60 to 70 years later. America's industrialization eventually prompted reforms for worker safety, food quality, child labor limits, and market competition. Creative solutions can fund an enhanced social contract. A 1% solidarity tax on net personal assets over $8 million could fund citizen accounts, lifetime learning, expanded earned income tax credits, and paid family leave. The rise of the rest encourages venture capital in heartland startups, which currently receive only 3% of funding. The transformation demands we reimagine work itself. Many workers derive identity from jobs providing income, benefits, structure, and social networks. Yet this construct is recent. Future work may become multifaceted, balancing jobs with parenting, mentoring, volunteering, and personal interests. Markets alone cannot resolve these issues. Without policies promoting social mobility, populist backlash will intensify. The future of work isn't something that happens to us, it's something we build together.